Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
saints and angels song.
Good morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, now meeting at the Holiday Inn Express in Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
The disappearance act of Lucifer is my message. Now, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer? The only time in all of Scripture you find the word Lucifer. All of Scripture, the only time you find Lucifer. Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Okay, we saw that. He that ruleth the nations in anger, we saw that in verse 6. It says here, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. What's that speak of? Pride, right? Full of pride. Satan wanted to be, Lucifer wanted to be like God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. We read that in that beautiful song that we sing from the Psalms. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Satan, Lucifer, wants to be like God. He wants God's throne. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. If you remember, those of you, when we did a study of hell on Wednesday nights, remember, in all your different versions, many of the versions, new modern versions, hell is removed completely from the Old Testament. To the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man? Remember, I've talked about a man can be an angel can be a man. Satan is an angel of light. They're calling him a man. It's actually Lucifer. Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? Again, there's sort of this tie between all the, not just the king of Babylon, but all the kings of the earth that have shook nations. Look what's happening with Russia and the Ukraine and with NATO. Satan, Lucifer, is ultimately behind all of that. But the kings of the earth, they're consumed by the work of Satan. Verse 17, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners. All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the raiment of those that are slain thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden underfoot. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. And it goes on. But it's the judgment of Lucifer and the judgment of the king of Babylon. They're intertwined, and all the kings of the earth. So back to your notes. The king of Babylon and Lucifer are intertwined in the following important passage. First, the Lord condemns the king of Babylon and then condemns the demonic force that instigates, motivates, and drives him to his wicked exploits. Remember, Paul teaches us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the wickedness that goes on that we watch in D.C., Washington, D.C., what we see that goes on with the globalists overseas, they're being driven by Satan. They are instruments of Satan. The most of the rulers in the earth are driven by Satan. That's why we established a republic where we could have a balance of power and control men, so not one man could take full control. Because the more power a person, individual, has in running a government, the more deceived that individual becomes by Satan. And it becomes an instrument of Satan. Washington, D.C. is a dark place. It is a dark, dark, dark place. Principalities of darkness. So what force, that force behind the majority of rulers, monarchs of the nations, is Lucifer, who rebelled against God. This is the first and only time the name Lucifer is used in the Bible. I repeat it there for us on paper. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? Highlight that, put brackets around that. That's the whole premise of this teaching today, this sermon. And so also it says the weakens the nations. Well, is the church not called a holy nation? We're called a peculiar people, a chosen generation in 1 Peter. a holy nation, a royal priesthood. So that he weakens the churches. He weakens not only the nations, but the churches. Lucifer is the son of the morning, which is a loosely defined expression, possibly implying the earliest formed creature at the dawn of creation. The creation of the angels and heavenly hosts is unclear in the creation account found in Genesis chapter 1. Okay? Again, the creation of the angels and heavenly hosts is unclear in the creation account found in Genesis chapter 1. We don't see that when we look at the creation. Further details of Lucifer are discovered in Ezekiel, where the king of Tyrus and Lucifer are intertwined in the passage of God's condemnation of this king and his empire. Look at this passage. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Do you see the intertwining here? God is talking to the king. God is telling Ezekiel to talk to the king of Tyrus. Yet, he's intertwining Lucifer in the spiritual realm that is the driving force behind the king of Tyrus. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Lucifer had something to do with music. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. This is his exalted position. The anointed cherub that covereth. So, sort of like covering the throne of God. He had one of the most prestigious positions of the heavenly hosts. This was Lucifer. Thou art the anointed cherub, like a cherubim, that covereth. And I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. That means he was in the third heaven with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Remember, our God is a consuming fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created. Till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. Has that happened yet? Has Satan been kicked out of the mountain of God? No. Revelation chapter 12 is when he's kicked out. And there's a war with Satan and his angels and with Michael the archangel and his angel. And I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. What did the mercy, what did the Ark of the Covenant look like? Do you remember what the Ark of the Covenant looked like? What was the illustration of the Ark of the Covenant on the mercy seat to build two cherubs where their wings sort of came and touched one another. And so that's a picture of the throne of God. And so Lucifer was like one of those cherubs over the throne of God. Oh, covering cherub from the midst of the stones of fire. Thy heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Beauty. There it is. There's that word beauty. Angel of light. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee. We read that earlier in Isaiah, where it said, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. So I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee when he is cast into the bottomless pit, into hell. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuary by the multitude of thy iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Who is the head of all the trafficking that goes on? Trafficking of women, trafficking of children, trafficking of drugs, trafficking of alcohol. Therefore will I bring it forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Praise the Lord. In the kingdom age, remember, there is no Satan. He's bound for 1,000 years. He's loosed for a short period of times, rounds up a whole bunch of people, tries to come against the city of God, and he is destroyed by the Father and cast into the lake of fire forevermore. Other traits of Satan. He is a murderer, a liar, and a perverter of morality. It says here, ye are of your father the devil. The lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. He's the father of lies. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he is a liar and the father of it. He is a thief, it tells us. A thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that I might have life and that I might have it more abundantly. Okay, so he's a thief, stealing, killing, destroying. He is the apex predator of all predators. Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. Adversary is, means somebody who's against you. You're in a court of law, okay? And you have one bench that's the adversary, and you have your, if you're in the other bench, which is your advocate, one person who's for you, the adversary is against you. And so he is the apex predator of all creatures. He's an adversary. The devil, a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He walks around the earth and looks to devour God's people. That's what he's desiring, is to cause God's people to fall and sin. So Roman numeral 2 in your notes. Will the true day star please acknowledge himself? C.I. Schofield, in discussing Lucifer in Isaiah 14:12, states, verses 12 through 14 evidently refer to Satan. Okay, this is Schofield's notes. This is his footnote regarding what we've read there in Isaiah 14:12. And it says, evidently referring to Satan, who, as the prince of this world system, is the real, though unseen, ruler of the successive world powers. Tyre, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome. Now, I believe Nebuchadnezzar got saved. I believe as a king, he being one of them, and he was the king of Babylon. I believe Cyrus was a king of Medo-Persia, possibly. We will see him in eternity, the Roman Empire. So Lucifer, the day star, can be none other than Satan. Lucifer, the day star, can be none other than Satan. This tremendous passage marks the beginning of sin in the universe. When Lucifer said, I will, sin began. When Lucifer said, I will be like the Most High God, sin began. That was Lucifer's sin. Now that in italics is Schofield's notes. Now look at the second bullet point. Schofield makes a gross error in his otherwise good assessment of this passage in Isaiah. He calls Lucifer Daystar, which is a distinction reserved to Jesus Christ, not Satan. Lucifer is called the Son of the Morning, which in no way is to be misconstrued or to be interpreted as Daystar or Morning Star as used by other commentators erroneously. That is what triggered this message. You will be hearing, if you listen to conservative Christian news or conservative Christian programs, if they're using a different Bible, you're going to start hearing them say Lucifer is the day star or Lucifer is the morning star. That is blasphemous. That is blasphemous. And I heard it a lot these last 2 years. A lot. I can tell you a preacher preached this summer back in Avon called Lucifer, Satan, the day star. And I can almost identify what Bible he was using. That is blasphemous. And you'll hear it a lot in this day and age in which we read. So that is what triggered this message. Used one time in the King James Bible, Daystar clearly refers to the Lord Jesus Christ being the light of life to the child of God. Speaking in 2 Peter, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Speaking about Jesus being arising in our heart. The sure word of prophecy is the word of God. The Bible is called the word of prophecy. You know what the difference between the Quran and the Bible is? There's not an ounce of prophecy in the Quran. There's not an ounce of prophecy in the Quran because it's written by man. And it would show itself as being blatantly false book if it made all these predictions and they didn't come about. God can give us prophecy after prophecy because he knows those things will come about to verify, confirm that the Bible is the holy word of God. Peter is not alluding to Satan arising in the believer's heart, right? Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart, as unto a light that shineth in dark place. Is he talking about Satan? No. He's talking about Jesus. The name Morning Star is used 2 times in Scripture. Jesus describes himself as the Morning Star in the book of Revelation. We see that, and unto the angel of the church of Thyatira, write, these things saith the Lord, the Son of God, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and I will give him the Morning Star. I will give him the Morning Star. Again, we see it in the book of Revelation. At the end of the book of Revelation, it cannot be denied that in the following verse, Jesus is talking about himself being the Morning Star. Look at the verse. I, Jesus. Jesus is speaking. If you have a red line Bible, you have red verse, your verses are red. Where Jesus is speaking, it says, I, Jesus, have set my angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am. Isn't Jesus called the great I am? the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So Jesus himself calls himself the bright and morning star. Even with the firm support of these King James Bible passages, it is stated over and over again from various pulpits and conservative Christian newsrooms that Satan is the day star or the morning star, depending on what perverted, distorted, demonic version of the scriptures the orator is using. First off, most of the popular modern versions replace morning star for the name day star in 2 Peter 1:19. This begins the out of control spiral of blasphemy that leads to the plagues that have swept the globe for the last 120 plus years. Need we be reminded of God's stern warning of judgment for those who pervert the word of Holy Writ? For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Stern warning. God needed only one time to translate the word of God into English. One time. And he did that with the King James Bible. But look, Lucifer's elusive disappearance from the scripture. Lucifer did this. So that means the Bible, these other versions are demonic. And I can support it by these statements right here. Note the many passages of Isaiah 14 from other versions of the Bible that eliminate the name of Lucifer entirely from this passage or anywhere else in those versions. You do a Google search or you do a concordance search in all these various versions and you will not find Lucifer's name. You will find it in the New King James, but you will not find it in these others. NIV, the New International Version. Now you have fallen from heaven. Who has fallen from heaven? It doesn't say that. We say, yes, Satan, Lucifer, but it doesn't say that. They leave that out. And it says, morning star, son of the dawn, you have been cast down to the earth, you who once laid low the nations. So who was intertwined in Isaiah, in that Isaiah passage? The king of Babylon with Lucifer. If they leave out Lucifer, who is that passage talking about? The king of Babylon. Because they left out the name Lucifer.
You have been listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Now meeting at the Holiday Inn Express, 13625 Tegler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.